Whoa, I just hit my microphone with my arm.
Good start.
Yep, sorry about that. The growing audience here that we have. So, what do you got for me today?
We are a finely tuned machine.
Yes, we are. Sorry. Just jump right to it. What's going on, Todd?
More of a hoopty.
I know. What? A hoopty was a not-so-good car.
Yes.
Right? In the 80s?
Yes.
Yes.
Uncle Buck, you know, type of deal.
Yes, correct. Yeah, Ford Fairmont.
Okay, so I'm gonna take you back a few years.
Okay, I'm ready.
To 1992.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah, you remember 92?
I do. Ice Cube.
Okay.
Yeah, listened to a lot of Ice Cube then.
And in 1992, there was a popular comedy movie that came out called Wayne's World.
Yes, that is correct.
Yes, you're probably fairly familiar with Wayne's World.
Well, explain it, right? Because not everybody is totally familiar with Wayne's World, right?
Okay, so Wayne's World was it was based on a Saturday Night Live skit, as a number of movies have been done over the years, about two guys who have a show, a TV show,
cable access show.
Yes, in their basement, specific, yeah, but on cable access, like local channel. And they would discuss sort of things of the world, and they were sort of aspiring hard rock musicians.
Yes, but more or less they were trying to do like their style of David Letterman, right?
Yes.
They would have a local guest.
Local guests,
right?
Yes.
And they were the band, right?
Right.
And it was a Saturday Night Live sketch, which... they were supposed to be kids, but clearly they were
sort of, yeah,
30-year-olds,
like,
right?
I'm going to say they were supposed to be maybe post-high school.
Yes. It never felt that way.
No.
But, yeah, I think that was the idea or the concept there.
Okay, so, first of all, we could play a little psychological typecasting, because for the listeners out there that grew up in the 80s, you know that Breakfast Club was also a very popular film. And one thing people would do is attach themselves to a character on the Breakfast Club. Like they'd say, which character are you on the Breakfast Club?
Yeah.
Right?
No, okay. Totally. Yep.
So between you and I, which of us is Wayne and which of us is Garth?
Oh, I'm Wayne.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm more Wayne than you are.
Okay.
Right? Because I'm the mouth.
I suppose.
I mean, we both embody both, right?
Dave Kidney, and with him always is his co-host Todd.
The problem is that you're highly successful and driven. I can't say that Wayne nor Garth were... Well, I say that Wayne is driven and Garth is along for the ride. Neither one of us are along for the ride.
Fair enough.
Does that make sense? So yes. It's hard for me to say... Well, I mean, you've got Wayne. You're both like Wayne. Right?
Yes.
Neither one of us is a Garth.
Probably.
Fair enough. Like, if I had to, like, then you're making me make a hard decision about this. I'm like, well, I don't know. I don't see myself as Garth at all.
Okay. So, here's the next question. Do you remember the name of the sponsor? Because in the movie, spoiler alert, they sort of get discovered and...
Noah's Ark. Yes.
Do you remember his last name? Come on now.
You're
trivia.
Really pushing trivia. It on me, aren't you?
Yes.
Noah's Arcade.
It was Noah's Arcade.
I remember the suck cut was in that.
Yeah, the suck cut was also in that one.
Sucking my will to live.
Okay.
I don't remember Noah's last name.
Okay, so it's Noah Vanderhoff.
Okay.
All right. Now, I'm just going to put a pin in that.
It's a Dutch name then, yes?
Well, I don't know.
Okay, that's why you remember, or?
That's why, no. I remembered, and I'm going to put a pin in this. I'm going to put a little bookmark in this.
Very good. Okay,
And we're going to come back to this, because as I was watching our...
assignment this week, our
assignment,
project.
Assignment, yes. As I was doing my homework,
yes.
Suddenly I remembered a quote from... Wayne's World.
Ah, I actually really like where you're going with this particular segue. It
yes.
makes complete sense because I could not categorize this thing.
All right. So, should we jump in, and then I will eventually come back to Wayne's World.
Yeah, I wish, I don't know how this episode's gonna go. I don't know how much depth we can find here. You have found way more depth than I ever imagined we ever could.
Well, I don't know if I'd call this depth.
Okay, so we looked at Vanos Gaming. Vanos Gaming, correct?
Yes, yes.
And what's interesting about this particular channel is that it is not a cult of personality. It's a cult of personalities.
Yes.
Right? It's a conglomerate. It's a group that's actually decided to just film whatever they are doing and then displaying it on YouTube. Now, why did I pick this particular group? I picked this group because they have something like 11.5 subs.
Right? Okay.
I could be wrong about that. Let me look that up before I start talking out my butt like monkeys flying out of it.
Exactly.
All right, man.
So just again, remind the audience of what we see on YouTube these days is people filming themselves doing things and then broadcast it. So in this case, there's three, I believe.
Oh, my goodness. So let me back up. 22 million subscribers.
Okay.
22 million.
There are, I believe, three guys.
I got three or four, right?
Okay. Who are playing games online, and so you see one person's perspective, but they're all talking at the same time.
That is correct. And just to help anybody out, if you have any idea what this is, they're using the game is called Half-Life. They're using a mod called Gary's Mod, which comes out of Half-Life.
I thought it was. We may have watched. Yeah.
They're using a modded version of Half-Life called Gary's Mod. Gary's Mod has been around for forever. Basically, in essence, you can mod anything, as we've learned in this particular episode. And honestly, I don't even think that really, you know, come to think of it, does it really matter? No. As long as these three or four voices are behind whatever they're doing, people are going to watch this, 22 million of them, apparently.
So I was trying to think of a parallel to this from our era, and there really isn't one.
No, this is brand new territory for me. It really is.
I did come up with one, and this is an interesting visual. So you remember what we would do with our guys sometimes in high school?
Like what we like to do when we
what
were
we like
guys?
To do on the weekends sometimes. We'd go to your house.
Go ahead.
And we would have a crazy extended game of
Risk.
Risk.
Yes, correct.
Listening audience,
right.
we like to party.
So do these guys.
And we would drink root beer out of your fridge, and you would have mugs in your freezer, which would make the root beer extra.
Oh, man, why don't I do that today?
I don't know.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we had frozen chill-out mugs, and I totally forgotten about that, but yes.
I'm trying to picture us turning on a video camera of us playing Risk and us all talking at the same time and having various conversations and talking trash to each other.
Yeah.
But that's essentially what these guys are doing, except they're doing it in an online environment.
And I would say that we all felt like we were God's gift in some capacity as far as humor was concerned, right? Like when we were playing that Risk game, like we would just, and not only that, but we would just throw cracks out, and I would hope, like, what will stick, right? Like, I might get 20 jokes out, but maybe joke 18 is the one that made everybody laugh, right?
Right. We're just being guys, just kind of hanging out.
Yes. Yes. Boy, I am so glad you watched this and figured it out. Because I'm sorry, I just couldn't. I had a hard time figuring it out. Other than I was being offended.
There is that.
I'm not sure I want to get to grumpy old man part, but I think you've done an excellent job of describing what's happening. These guys, although unlike Risk, these guys have an amazing toolbox of accessories to enhance whatever they're doing, right? In this particular mod of the game, they were transforming themselves into pillboxes, fries. They were going around as, like, literally like a boat of fries, right? And then they were shooting each other.
Yes.
As these different characters, right?
Yeah, there's a level of creativity that they have.
Yep.
In what they're doing.
Yep.
What we should do is, again, sort of step back from this just in general and observe that society has, in a whole bunch of different ways, structures in place where one group of people can watch another group of people do something. So, and we've talked about this before, you know, lots and lots of people watch sports. You pay money to go somewhere and watch someone else play a game. Not you. You're just going to be sitting there eating a hot dog and while somebody else plays. Or you go to the theater and you watch somebody else act out a story. And you might go to the park and watch people play chess.
Yeah.
And so that's not necessarily a good thing or a bad thing. But we watch other people do stuff. And you might walk into a house and two people are playing a game, two people are playing a video game, and you might sit down on the couch and watch them play for a little while.
Yep.
Just because you find it entertaining or you just kind of want to hang out or whatever.
Yep. I'll say this just to help them out a little bit. We're coming in on their curve down, in my opinion. Like, their height of what they were is not what they, you know, what they used to be, right? And I don't, it's one of those things in which it's sort of similar to watching Napoleon Dynamite the first time. I don't understand the humor. I don't understand what's going on here. It just seems very flat and unfunny.
Right.
But over time, after watching Napoleon probably 10 times in my existence, I find it hilarious now, right? It's fun to quote Uncle Rico and stuff like that. But I didn't understand the humor. And so when watching this, the humor completely falls flat. There isn't anything that I went off and went, oh, that's funny. I didn't laugh once. However, if I had
a couple chuckle moments.
Oh, I had nothing. I couldn't figure out it at all, other than I knew I wasn't in on the in joke. Whatever the in joke is occurring, I was not in on it, and I hadn't had the prior 500 videos to get me to that point where I thought, everything here is just hilarious, and I can hardly wait for the next episode. Right?
So
I've not done my humor adaptation yet.
So here's where you can get into sort of the psychology of a YouTube personality, in the same way you would with a TV personality or movie personality. Here's three or four guys. I think it's three.
Okay.
Who
are, they're pretty private, from what I understand.
Who are definitely having fun.
Yeah.
They're having a good time. And if you're into what they're into, and if you do appreciate the humor, then in some ways you might sort of feel like you want to be part of their fun. You want to join in on the gags, and they constantly sort of rip on each other, which is stuff we did too when we were in high school. You know, we would tease each other, we'd poke fun at things. And in the same way, people get invested in TV or movie characters. And so, again, this is something we've observed before about YouTube, is what part of the appeal is that these appear to be just your regular people. It's essentially just three guys who sat down and said, we like to play video games. We're going to live stream it and talk trash while we're doing it.
Yes.
And just really just doing what they'd be doing at home on the couch.
Yes.
Or in front of a computer. It's not scripted.
Absolutely not scripted, right?
I
would say outside of the mod that they
edited.
Were using.
It's
similar,
edited.
Similar to that Minecraft stuff that they were doing, right? Like, this week on Pat and Jen, we're going to be dumping gin onto an island, right?
Right.
And the humor will play out. These guys were like, I'm going to be French fries, you're going to be a leprechaun, and we're going to chase each other around this arena. So that's staged, right? There's some thinking in there, right? As far as
they have a shtick for the episode.
Yeah.
But in terms of what they say to each other.
Yeah, none of it's scripted.
It's all free flow.
Yep.
So let's take a break, and then we will get to our what we've come to label the grumpy old man section. Grumpy old man part.
All right, Todd, help me out. Where are we going?
So I'm going to come back to Wayne's World now.
Thank you. Put that pin. Stick that pin out.
Take that pin out.
Thank you.
So when we saw Wayne's World originally on Saturday Night Live and then in the movie form, which characters did we relate to? We related to Wayne and Garth.
Yes.
Okay. Which character are we now?
Oh, that's not cool. I want to be the donut shop owner.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's a great character.
But I don't like where you're going.
So here's the quote, and I don't know if you remember. There's a particular scene in the movie where this sort of sleazy agent guy, played by Rob Lowe, discovers Wayne and Garth, and he's selling Wayne and Garth to Mr. Vanderhoff.
That is correct.
Who owns an arcade. And he says, hey, why don't you sponsor this show? We're going to take this off cable access. We're going to put it on a regular channel. Going to make money. So he shows him a clip of them. They're doing their show. And I think it was the suck cut.
So it's Rob Lowe's girlfriend. They're in bed together. And she's young. Right?
Oh, that's right. She introduces him. Yeah.
Okay. He's old. She's young. She's watching these two goofy guys that she can't get enough of. And Rob doesn't get it.
Right.
Other than he sees, you know, the little, you know, if they were to do an animated part of it, there'd be a little chick-ching over his head, right, when he sees it.
So I remember the scene where he's showing the clip to the sponsor. And this is an older gentleman. And the guy, he says, what do you think of it? And the guy says, I think it's two chimps on a Davenport in a basement. He says, I'm not sponsoring this.
I need to watch this movie again. I've got new eyes.
But that's sort of what we've got here.
Yeah, it's totally true, dude.
We've got three goofballs just playing video games and just talking trash, and they put it on the internet, and for whatever reason, you know, it's interesting. And in the movie, you know, the older arcade guy is skeptical of this.
Right.
And Rob Lowe is like, hey, this is your audience. This is your audience. And that's what we have to grapple with, both as parents and just as people, is to say, we could sit here all day and go, I don't really understand why people want to watch other people play video games and cuss all the time.
Yes.
But they do. That's the thing. They do. They find them entertaining. In the same way, and I don't know this for sure, this is us projecting a little bit, but if people had watched us play Risk back in high school, there's a segment of the population that would have found our dialogue entertaining. Because we were constantly talking.
Yes, because there would have been familiarity and understanding of what
there would have been
occurring.
Humor and sort of ripping on each other and sort of these, you know, emotional outbursts of, you know, the dice rolling and that sort of thing, right? Okay.
But the question that keeps on coming to my mind is, that was my time in my basement, never, ever should have been videotaped. Shouldn't have left the house, right? Like, to me, the existence of this is almost, well, I guess there is a voyeuristic aspect to it.
There is. And there is a certain vanity to sort of saying, hey, you know what? I think my life is so interesting, I'm going to just share it with the world.
And apparently the world responded. Right.
Now, here is where, again, and we've talked about this a bunch of times, we don't do thumbs up and thumbs down. We don't do ratings. the thing that parents need to be aware of if their kids are watching this, and I think this is where it gets into a tricky area, because if a kid is watching it, particularly with like headphones in, and the parent sees that they're watching a video, right, on YouTube, and particularly if the kid plays the game, and if the kid says, oh, I'm just watching a video about this game, the parent might say, oh, well, that's fine, you know, because I've seen you play this game, and if the parent is okay with the game, then they'll just sort of blow it off. These guys cuss consistently.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not just one or two. It's not just implied. They just colorful metaphors all over the place. So that's something that parents, again, have to be aware of. And that's something we've talked about in terms of YouTube just in general, that it is kind of the wild, wild west in terms of
I think the
content.
Thing that was scary for me was that excuse me, I'm sorry. For my six-year-old, who does like to watch Pat and Jen, who I find, hey, they're okay to watch, if she is visually cued to watching Vanoss Gaming, like it looks similar to like the Minecraft stuff you would see, it's an easy click for her to suddenly be there.
Right. Because
it looks cartoony, it looks colorful, it looks very friendly, it's overemphasized, like, as cartoons are. And suddenly these guys are just dropping F-bombs left and right. Right? To my six-year-old who just thinks it's just another Minecraft video. And YouTube just does a very good job of like, this seems to be in the similar genre. It looks like something that you would like. But YouTube doesn't know that she's six, right?
Right.
And suddenly there she is watching this very extremely popular that YouTube actually would probably prompt this, right? Like, obviously, a lot of people like this, so the algorithms say, you're probably going to like this, right? It's not precise, and then it doesn't know that Maddie's six, right? Which is where the parenting comes in. But just to say that if you look over your child's shoulder, because I thought about this, if I looked over her shoulder while she was watching this, I might think, oh, it's just another Pat and Jen video, or it's another kid's video.
Right.
You know, I can't really maybe not hear it, or I just walk in the room and I see it. And I'm not really paying attention, I would just kind of slough it off and say, oh, it's another one of those kiddie shows. It ain't. It's
right.
Not at all.
Right. And I think, too, and the content is chaotic. I mean, because you've got these guys all talking at the same time. They're all sort of getting in zingers here and there. But there is, in addition to profanity, there's different innuendos. I mean, there's ethnic or racial stuff, their sexual stuff.
I got the feeling that these guys were more along, well, I didn't know what their ethnicity was, but I could tell you that they were mimicking other ethnicities, and I thought
right. That's
got me not happy.
Right. They were mimicking other ethnicities. They were mimicking people with special needs. I mean, and again, it's one of those things where you can, we don't want to go down this road of, oh, you know, kids today, blah, 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 because we said stupid stuff in high school, too.
Again, that should have never have left the basement. I'm not saying that that's what we were, but
right.
Those were times in which you are developing as a human being, and you're trying
right.
to gauge that. And I go, these guys, they've put themselves in a position that everything is fully revealed, right?
Right.
You and I can
right.
sit down and totally critique them and break it down and say, we don't like these guys.
Right.
Right? And I'm not saying that or not, but what I am saying is that these guys, in my opinions, turn off the camera. Have a good
yeah.
time. I'm not
what,
saying,
what
you know, I don't agree with what they're doing. I just want to say that some of this stuff just doesn't belong on the internet.
And what they don't really realize is the stuff that they're saying, unfortunately, is very prejudiced and very naive.
Yes.
And that's we can... It's not so much an acceptance. It's not so much a tolerance. It's a, okay, you're a high school kid, or I don't know if they're in college or something like that, and say, you just don't know any better. You've grown up in a certain household. You're used to saying certain phrases. You're used to certain stereotypes. And so this stuff just comes out of your mouth.
Yeah.
And you'd like to track them aside and just say, you don't know what you're talking about. This is why we continue to have prejudice in society because – and I don't want to get on a big soapbox here, but this is why we continue to have stuff, because people just say stupid things and other people pick up on it and they repeat it and justify it and that sort of thing.
Yeah, there's no way that these guys are going to sit down and have some sort of self-critiquing evaluation of themselves. Nor, and this is what's really sad, is nor are the 22 million people that are following.
Right.
That's what makes me a little bit scared. Like, wow, I don't really want to participate in anything these guys are doing because it does not align with loving others.
Right.
Right? Like, yuck.
And I think the hard thing is that they don't necessarily see themselves as going out and crusading for evil or anything.
Nope.
They're just doing what they do. And at face value, yeah, they're acting like normal young people where they're sitting down, they're playing a video game, and they're talking trash to each other. The same way we sat down and played games and talked trash to each other. It was a little cleaner. It was a lot cleaner, right?
Yeah, but, and I'd also say that that was a part of our development, and we got better at being human.
Right.
These guys are not, they're not developing into better people.
Right.
They're just doing the same shtick because they've got 22 million followers. At the end of the day, we just became better and better and realized these boundaries, there needs to be a shoring up of oneself, right? We come out of that basement better people.
Well, and we came out of,
filmed.
We came out of the basement and tried some of our high school shtick on other people.
Yeah.
And realized, oh, okay.
This is not good.
This doesn't work all the time. Some of this works, some of this doesn't. And we have to sort of adapt to things. So
I wish I could say that at some point that this channel evolved into a celebration of a better group of human beings.
And wow.
Maybe we'll find that. I don't know. I hope them well, right?
Yeah.
But man, this is not for you. It's not for me. I can't recommend this for anybody.
Right. Especially
That's a harsh statement to be made, but at the same time I'm like, steer clear of this.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah.
And we are really, officially, you know, officially Noah Vanderhoff.
We will and we'll do a Twitch show of us playing Risk. Really, you come get some root beer and watch us play Risk.
Oh man.
And we'll show these guys how it's really done. Oh my gosh, you brought the nostalgia factor. I love it, Todd. I love it.
I'm tempted.
Wouldn't that be fun? That'd be a lot of fun.
I'm going to fly up to Seattle. We're going to call Chris and Devin and Matt. And have
they'd
them come
all
over.
Do it. They'd all do it. In a
yeah,
heartbeat.
We'll come over to your house and we'll play Risk. And we'll just turn the video camera on.
I got to get those frosty mugs.
Get the frosty mugs of root
beer.
Get
them.
And so.
All right, where can they reach us? Have people been reaching us? Have you checked their email? You need to check our email.
I do check our email. People, seriously, we want to hear from you. Anything.
Yes.
Even if you just send us an email that says, hello, or you suck, or...
Well, we actually got both of those on Apple Tunes, or Apple Podcasts, right?
Yes, on iTunes. So, parentingmistakes@hotmail.com.
Make it personal.
Send us an email. Let us know your thoughts. We want to hear that you're out there and that you're listening. And if you want us to do something different, then we'll think about it. How about that? Maybe we should give away something.
I know that if we gave stuff away, I don't know what we'd give away.
With a massive promotional budget.
Yeah, I mean, we need to get Parenting Mistakes t-shirts, I suppose. But
yeah.
We would never wear them.
Oh, no, I wear them all the time.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Advertising our mistakes.
We need...
All right, we're going to sign off for now. Dave is going to go watch Wayne's World, and I'm going to go watch Napoleon Dynamite.